This is Honesty. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Daniel Starks here on your station, 88.9 KETR. You are listening to Movie Picks with Alice Reese. She's a movie reviewer of the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she always takes time out of her Friday mornings so graciously to give us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know. Good morning, Daniel. Glad you're back.
I am glad to be back. We've got lots of movies to talk about this morning. One I'm really excited about. I really liked the Cars, the Cars series that Disney Pixar put out a while back. It's now Disney. They've made this new thing called Planes. I didn't get to see the first one, but I've seen the previews for the second one. It's called Planes, Fire and Rescue. Let's go ahead and start with that.
Well, it's a good thing you missed that first one, because the first Planes was a real disappointment. It was just a bunch of the character Dusty Crophopper, who was the star. He was a crop duster, voice of Dane Cook. And this talking airplane, very much like the Cars franchise, became an air racer. And the whole movie was just about racing around the world. And it was kind of silly, and it didn't have much to go on, and it was a disappointment. And now this one is just the opposite. It's very fine. It's called Planes, Fire, and Rescue, and it's got Dusty Crophopper again, and this time he's been injured, or his mechanical inside do not work as well as they should, and so he's been relegated to a new field, and that is as an air rescue or air support, putting out forest fires. They're called the air attack planes is what he's called, and he gets trained by this helicopter called Blade Ranger, and that's the voice of Ed Harris, who you would always pay attention to. He makes you be good anyway. It's very clever. In addition to the planes and helicopters, they have these all-terrain vehicles which become the smoke jumpers, and they go down and do various things and rescue people, and it's very clever, and it's really a nice tribute to the actual firefighters who do put out these forest fires. Plus, it's great looking. You're in the beautiful forest in Northern California, and it's just like it's so realistic. It's CGI animation, and I saw it in 3D, and I can recommend this one very highly.
So just so everyone knows, I'm on a kick of watching Everybody Loves Raymond right now on Netflix. And I'm sitting here looking through the cast list of this, and it has Brad Garrett, who plays Robert, in it, which I'm super excited, even more super excited about it now to go watch it, just to see, you know, how his voice.
Billions. I couldn't name all of them. They've got all kinds of, Julie Bowen is the voice of Little Dipper, and she's the romantic interest for Dusty, and it's just very cute.
Definitely a star-studded cast list for this movie, Planes, Fire, and Rescue. Now, the next movie we're going to talk about is called Wish I Was Here.
In 2004, Zach Braff, who is known for TV Scrubs, he made a movie called Garden State, which was really a critical success, and it did really good business, too. And he wrote and directed it. And now it's 10 years later, and he's finally got a follow-up movie, and this is Wish I Was Here. And in it, Braff plays this guy who's a husband and father who refuses to give up his ambition to be an actor, even though he hasn't had any work in a long time, and he's not any support to the family. His wife is played by Kate Hudson. They have two children, and his father gets ill and can no longer pay for the kids to go to Hebrew school, so he becomes a homeschool teacher, and this character, Aiden Bloom is his name, he's terrible at that. He's not a good teacher. His kids are way smarter than he is. And anyway, he also has a subplot about Josh Gad, who plays his brother, and about his daughter who wants to be an Orthodox Jew. And anyway, it's got some comedy, but it gets so sentimental that it just becomes, it just doesn't work for me. It just got tedious. And I was sorry to see that, because I really like Zach Braff. But I just thought this movie had too much of him in it. I called it even a vanity project. It was just too much Braff in Braff's movie.
Josh Gad, was he Olaf in Frozen?
Yes, he was, and okay. He's really a fine actor, and he deserves better than the part he's got in this one. I'll tell you that.
Well, I thought his name sounded familiar. Well, hopefully it'll be a good movie. I also see it has Mandy Patinkin in it, which
yes,
I haven't seen him in a movie.
Father.
I haven't seen him in a movie in a long time.
I haven't either.
So hopefully that'll be a good movie. The last movie we're going to talk about is Boyhood.
This is the best movie of 2014, so it's pretty amazing. It's coming out in the summer. It is just an unbelievably amazing project. Richard Linklater, the Austin-based filmmaker, followed a character, a young boy from the age of 6 through 19, every year for 12 years. And they shot for a few days each year, and they put all this together and made this story of this child's growing up. And Ethan Hawke plays the father, and Patricia Arquette plays the mother. They age and so does the child. They came back each year. And what's amazing about this is how well the movie flows. It doesn't have any of this where they have titles coming up on the screen saying 2 years later or anything. It just all flows together. And another amazing thing about it is it's 165 minutes long, and I actually wanted it to go longer. I was thinking, gosh, I want to know more about these people. It is really a masterpiece, and everybody's already talking about it actually winning Best Picture in the Oscars, and I'm sure it'll be nominated. But it's just something to see. It's really amazing.
So this movie was not like other movies. It was actually filmed little bit for 12 years?
Yes.
Wow, I don't think I've ever heard of a movie being done. Like, not really. Is it a documentary or an actual drama?
No, it's like a documentary, but it's a fictional story. And the young man's name is Eller Coltrane, and he plays Mason. And he's 7 when it starts, and he's 19 when it ends. And the daughter who plays Samantha, that is the sister in this, is Lorelei Linklater, who is Richard Linklater's daughter. And I figure he put her in it just because he knew she'd be around for 12 years. And so,
yeah.
Whatever. And she's now 20 years old, I believe.
Well, that just sounds really amazing, you know, for a movie. So I'm really looking forward to going and seeing that as well. We've been talking about 3 movies: Planes, Fire and Rescue, Wish I Was Here, and Boyhood. Alice, thank you so much for calling again this morning, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.
I can't wait to listen to you.
You're listening to 88.9 KETR. It's Movie Picks with Alice Reese. I'm Daniel Starks.